You know that I'm pretty good with the dad jokes. They're like originals.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah, that was accurate.
Yeah, and yeah. You kind of come in, you're like Googling dad jokes. So
Whoa. What is Google?
You know exactly what I'm talking terms about. Like that. And I wanted to help you out. I brought a box.
Is that online phone book?
Now you're being silly. I know you know what Google is.
Okay, fine.
It's the original Bing.
Ask Moses.
Netscape. Oh, yeah, that's a minute of that.
Yeah. Did you ask him?
That's Chabad. That's a Chabad thing. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. No.
It is. Okay.
I should have asked Moses.
So I brought in to help you a box. And I thought it'd be fun if we just...
A box. I love boxes.
A box of dad jokes. And we just randomly pick one. Stop this it. Time. So I won't do an original. I'll go with you. I'll dive into the...
Dive into the box.
To the side of plagiarism.
We're thinking inside the box.
Inside the
box. Whoa, we don't do plagiarism here.
Well, these are not our jokes. We're going to pick a random card from this box of dad jokes.
Can you make a random noise?
Actually, I want to do the noise of Price is Right when they would do...
That was pretty close.
No! Okay, I got one. Not looking at it yet.
Okay.
I'm going to see where you even read it. Okay. So
sure, can I get mine now?
Go, but you go. You read first.
Okay.
You just interesting. Read it. Just read it.
Okay. What did one goldfish say to the other goldfish in the tank? What did one goldfish say to the other goldfish in the tank?
Thank you very much.
That was pretty good. Any idea how to drive this thing?
Oh, because it's a tank.
I guess.
That's kind of funny.
Where do we put the ones that we hate?
Just whatever. Okay. All right. What is a vampire's favorite citrus?
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Citrus?
Citrus.
Grapefruit? I guess if
that
you
doesn't
say
make
it.
Any sense.
No.
A blood orange.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Hey, we should bring these back.
Did I say grapefruit?
That's it.
No, I think I want a grapefruit.
Good job, buddy. Ready.
Doodle bomb. I should smack you over the head, mister.
Guys. You look a little frazzled. Just get up.
Heyo.
I say Shmir.
Agree to disagree.
I mean, we love all Jews and all Shuls.
We love all Shuls. Okay, hold on. I'm there. Oh, you like those Mirabel.
David Hasselhoff, baby.
Oh, the Hoff.
It's okay, we're Jewish. Because we are experts in everything we talk about.
Yeah, they're looking to us as a guiding light.
All right, Sally.
We are back in action.
We're back.
It's good to be here. This is like a...
Don't call to come back. We've been here for years. I'm in a singing mood. Do you know what's coming up?
Pesach.
Yes. Passover. And we've done the Pesach episode, you know what we haven't done?
Didn't we do one via Zoom last year?
I don't remember.
Too much. Four cups of wine. I hear you. I don't remember a thing. I gotcha.
I got a Pesach dad joke. You want to hear it?
That's supposed to go in the
Should
beginning.
Should I wait?
No, just hit me with it.
What was What was Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses?
Yeah.
What was his favorite soup?
His favorite soup, split pea.
Yeah.
I got that one.
High five.
Ooh, I didn't want another
that
grapefruit.
Was good. That was really good.
Snafu
All right. So, but you know, what happens in, you know, almost every major holiday?
Yeah.
You've got the first days and the second days, and right in the middle, the delicious, meat of the sandwich.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Pesach.
No, this is not the meat.
Sorry.
It's more like the condiments.
And it's not sandwich.
What do you mean?
Because it's Pesach.
Could be Korech.
It could be a matzah sandwich.
Matzah sandwich.
Which, by
delicious.
The way, very important aspect of Chol
HaMoed.
The trips.
In English, the intermediary days. So it's the days that are still the holiday.
Right. They still have a set of laws.
Yes. You can do muksa. You can drive.
You can watch TV.
You can handle.
If you watch TV in general.
You can handle money.
You know, you ever remember you ask your rabbi, you're like, so during certain times you're supposed to you're supposed to refrain from certain things. You're like, hey, rabbi, can I watch a movie during the nine days?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, who said you can watch it the rest of the year?
I got that answer a lot.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, but Chol HaMoed, you could watch a movie if you watch movies.
Yeah, you can do the stuff you want to do, but you can't eat chametz.
Right, can't eat chametz.
Stick to the matzah.
There's certain prayers you say that's a little,
Actually,
it's
still a lot of men do not wear tefillin during Chol HaMoed.
That is a custom of my family.
I've rarely seen people who wear them on Chol HaMoed,
There's always the weirdo in the back.
No, not even weirdos. I've seen people who are...
the weirdo.
Yeah?
Why
are they in the back?
I got a little flack for our episode on the Shul Citizens.
I think you mean you got a lot of phylacteries.
Oh!
Now that's a dad joke.
You're on fire.
Thank you.
You're not... Well, Maybe we're on fire because I...
No, it was me.
Okay.
Just it spread.
You're on fire.
Yeah.
I got a little flack for the calling out the criers on, at the show.
From a crier?
He's not a crier. You know who I'm talking to, Robert.
Whoa.
Put a little bit out. He was like, you know, you might get in trouble. This
wait. He was calling you up because he's a crier or he just feels for the crier?
I don't think he's a crier during Yom Kippur or Shul. He may have cried when we played tennis because...
Oh, you're really outing this guy.
I love him. I love him.
Are you saying he's the town crier? He's one of my favorite
people of Hollywood.
Town crier? John Crier?
No, John. What? Yeah, what is that?
John Crier was from Pretty in Pink.
Was Daisy?
Who?
What?
No, that's Morgan Freeman.
So I don't think... No, so he called me, and like I thought about it, and then I decided he was wrong. Meaning, okay, yeah. I wasn't saying anything bad about
the
crier.
You were just making an observation.
In fact, I'm inspired by the crier, except when he cries.
Yeah, I think you were just labeling.
Anyway, this isn't the episode, but I just want to say that I got a little flack, and now that I'm talking about the person with the tefillin, I love every Jew. In fact, I love everybody. I'm a big, you can see, are my arms open right now?
Yeah.
They're in hug mode.
I think you can go a little wider on that hug, though.
Hug mode.
No.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Robert, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think I've met you. But people cry, and also people wear tefillin. So let's keep this rolling.
Yeah, so Chol HaMoed.
You have the first couple of days of the holiday where you can't do anything other than...
You make it sound terrible. You go to shul, you have siddurim.
Yeah.
We talked all about that.
Yeah, that was last year. Guys, so now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear about Passover...
Go to the Passover episode.
What episode was that?
I don't remember.
First season.
Yeah.
Under Passover.
Just Google it.
Okay. So now we're talking about the intermediary days.
I mean... Again, a lot of cool things go on because of the holidays, but it's kind of like a vacation for a lot of people.
Well, hold on.
Party time.
I'm glad you brought that up because now you're being really insensitive.
Why?
So Robert's going to call you out this.
Why, Robert?
It's not a vacation for everybody.
Not for everybody.
A lot of people have to work.
Right.
You and I are spoiled.
No, wrong.
Wrong. I'm right.
I'm not spoiled.
I think I can smell it.
If you ask my wife, she'll tell you
this
I'm not spoiled.
Stinks. It's like, spoiled she knows as milk.
Nobody, even as an only child, I was not spoiled.
I can see the lines coming out of you. You're so spoiled.
Because, you know, I'm not wrong in my sense. It's still a vacation for the kids.
The children. Yeah, the children don't have
school. A lot of people still have to work or...
If the kids go to... Jewish day school, private school.
And a lot of our listeners, you know, again, we love all Jews. So there's Jews that go to public school, go to secular private schools, and they don't have off. Although,
sometimes
some people take off.
Or
there's spring break
overlap. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm right, is what you're saying.
You're right. You're not so spoiled.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
But
so
if you have off or decide to take off for Chol HaMoed,
it's
or you know what? Sometimes it's a Sunday.
Or you're at one of these programs, which.
Oh, well, that's a different episode.
I'm not,
altogether.
I'll just call.
No, don't. No, you're spoiled. We need a sponsor.
Listen, I'd love us to be at a Pesach program. Don't get me wrong.
For free.
Right. We would be the guests. We would like do live podcast.
Can we pause for a
second? We would like do matzah flipping.
Let's do an audition right now.
Yeah, okay.
I would love for us to hire.
So am I the hotel?
To be like a co-MC of a Pesach program.
We'll do live podcasting and bring people up.
It'd
be
Chol HaMoed only because we wouldn't do it on Yontif.
Yeah, and by the way, I can teach some Torah. What can you teach?
Torah?
Yeah, we can still do Torah.
But like, I don't think that's what people want from
like
us.
One of those fuzzy Torahs that the kids
Torah,
have.
Torah, 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 Tzivas, Lanu, Moshe.
Split pea soup.
Now that,
yeah,
that one was for free.
That was right.
Okay, so here's a commercial.
Am I the hotel owner, like the program owner?
No, we're doing a commercial.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Like an audition.
Okay.
You know, and if they hire us, we would here's what we would do.
Okay. What?
We would MC like every event, dinner, lunch.
Brought to you by MasterCard.
We'd maybe do a little stand up, right?
Sure.
Oh, we'd for sure do like a Family Feud type of game.
My stand up's not for
We'd
everybody.
Stand up and talk. We'd do this without a microphone.
Sure.
And then we'd also do this with a microphone.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of it's okay we're Jewish.
Yeah. It's okay though.
It's okay
we're Jewish.
It's okay it's Passover.
It's Chol HaMoed.
No. This is the audition.
Oh, we're doing it now?
Yeah. Okay, so where is this program? I need to get in.
So it's definitely like in it's definitely in
Morocco?
Hawaii,
oh, Morocco,
or the Maldives.
Maldives.
I want to be on. I want
to
do it.
Way to land the audition.
I want to be in one of those the huts on the water.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Is a Pesach program?
There can be.
What if?
How about you know where you can't have a Pesach program? Turks and Caicos.
Why not?
Because it's cake.
I was actually going to say that was better. But if you're
thank you.
There's an issue of gebrachs if you're over the water.
Yeah, right.
You can't have matzah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's wet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Water is wet. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So let's just pick Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the audition.
I love Hawaii.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, have you enjoyed Passover? Have you enjoyed Passover on the beach? Have you luau'd while you lean? Why is this island different than all other islands?
I don't know.
Come to this beautiful, elegant Pesach program.
With?
In Hawaii. It's okay, we're Jewish.
We're Jewish.
Eliezer Jones. Saliez. In Hawaii. Pesach 2024.
I'm hulaing.
See, 2024. It's okay. It's Passover.
Yeah. All right.
That was really good.
You're booked.
How about I do a
you and
voice
Modi. You and Modi.
Come to Passover.
Is that my voice?
No, it's like a.
Who was that?
A luau chief. You know, a Hawaiian chief. Welcome.
That's like, you sound like an old man. Like an old Jewish man.
No, an old Jewish Hawaiian
Jew. Welcome to the luau.
That's much better. Wow, wow, wow. Maybe I'll do a...
We should do an Australia. It would be Aboriginal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was that?
Oh, no.
What was that?
What?
I'm a little Hawaiian guy.
What was that? I don't know.
That's not how Hawaiians sound.
Well, actually, yeah,
most Hawaiians are like, they're big surfer. What about, what's his name? That big guy, Aquaman.
Welcome.
He's Hawaiian,
oh,
isn't
Jason
he?
Momoa.
Yeah.
How does he sound?
He sounds tough.
Wait.
He's like,
hey, I'm Aquaman.
Yeah, I'm going to eat that matzah all up, dude.
Oh, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. That anyway, Chalamoid is a great time to like,
we have no time
family.
For Chalamoid.
It's a great time for family. So what are you doing this Chalamoid?
Okay, so hold on.
For those who do, no, I'm saying
it was really
a lot
of
family
of
trips. Amusement parks, like, so get
can
together.
You eat with a backup? I'm pretty sure every member of our fan base right now is dizzy from this.
Okay.
The first days of the chag, the first days of the holiday are over.
Yeah.
Now Chalamoid has begun. So,
what do you do? Matzah pizza time.
So you have your family, your friends, and you can take a trip.
Universal.
So it's the first day of Chalamoid.
Disney.
What do you do?
Legoland.
Oh, okay.
SeaWorld. Like, you're going to go to...
Where are you?
You could either be in California or Florida.
That's it.
Sorry,
everyone.
How about this?
Else?
Magic Mountain. It can be almost everywhere in the country.
Okay, so I'm going to talk
Great
about...
Great Wolf Lodge. A lot of Jews do the Great Wolf Lodge.
On Pesach?
Chalamoid. Oh, yeah. I've been there. I did it once.
Pesach?
Brought the pizza, the matzah pizza.
By the water?
Yeah, you got to be careful. Actually, wait, I eat kebabs.
There must be something in the water.
Under the sea, down where the
matzah is always crispy in somebody else's table.
Oh, so good.
We're really good.
So, yeah.
That was also
Do you have Chalamoid plans?
I'm in charge of making the plans this year.
So we don't have plans.
My brother-in-law and sister-in-law are coming in from New York.
Oh, Mildred and Maury?
No, Leon and Shalvi. Leon is a top fan. Ding, 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 ding. Do we have a top fan button? He's in the chat.
I think there is.
No, don't make that noise. Leon is in the chat. Wow.
Oh.
Whoa.
Top fan.
We got new buttons. Welcome. Yeah. Okay. So they're coming out. So I'm in charge of planning Chalamoid. So we're going to go somewhere. I'm in the middle of...
You know what, Sally? I hope that when you go home at the end of the day, you get a real bit pat on your back. Because it sounds like you really do a lot.
No,
you're
in charge
of Chalamoid plans.
I'm just my wife is amazing, and she's planning a beautiful Pesach.
Okay, whatever.
So I wanted to take on a small part of that by planning Chalamoid activities.
You're planning the most important part of the whole holiday.
Well,
which is the festivities. What is she doing? The whole Seder and
everything, cooking, everything.
Whatever.
Listen, I'd also like to be welcome home for Pesach. So if you could just stop.
Anyway,
this
I'm really proud of you.
Shenanigans you do.
I hope Sasha feels the same way.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
When I was in New York, in New York, we've done, you know, the bouncy places, the trampoline parks.
A lot of the big Jewish communities actually wind up having an entire Chalamoid, like a carnival event.
Oh, yeah.
The L.A.
Like
goes
in the park.
Crazy.
Oh, L.A.?
Yeah. Or don't they? I mean, I know Sukkot, they block off streets. They don't do that for Pesach?
I don't think so.
Oh, they used to.
When I was a kid,
I
grew up in L.A., you know this. I didn't grow up, I grew up in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So where did I go? Every year.
Valley Torah.
Disneyland.
Oh, Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Universal, Magic Mountain.
Oh, Universal. Totally.
Yeah, Legoland.
Universal.
SeaWorld.
Didn't do Legoland during Pesach, but I definitely did.
Tree People.
Knott's Berry Farm.
Tree People.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that great?
Very good.
I like Tree
People. Yeah. But you know what? I was disappointed.
Have you ever gone geocaching?
No, sir. I haven't. Okay. You know. You know what bothered me about the Tree People?
What?
This is a place, for those who don't know, the Tree People is
They've got too much bark?
It's a little. I don't even know how to explain it. It's people who plant trees.
It's a hike.
No, they plant trees.
I know, but it's a whole nature like preserve or something.
You go there,
yeah.
And they're actual people.
Right.
That's false advertising.
What?
They're not tree people.
Oh, right, right. They're humans.
They're humans.
Yeah, yeah.
I was expecting like Wizard of Oz, you know.
I went geocaching there. There's actually a really cool geocache that's in the ground.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get into
what
it.
What is geo?
It doesn't. It's a worldwide treasure hunt. It's pretty rad. I'm just saying.
Sounds like it.
It's pretty awesome.
Wow.
There's like one in the hills and it's a puzzle and then you open it
just
up.
Just for the PaySoc program out there, I am willing to go solo. Where's that button?
So yeah, so a lot of people go. So I've gone to all those places on a Columoid. I don't know what I'm doing this year. I'm going to LA, see my mama.
So I just told you what you're
top
doing.
Fan. A real top fan. Top fan.
Nice.
Yeah.
I already told you what you're doing. Disneyland.
I was at Disneyland. I happen to love Disneyland.
So do I.
But I was there recently. I was also at Universal recently during Sookus.
So I don't get your point. People go all the time.
Maybe Lego. I love Legos.
They're changing Splash Mountain. You should go check it out. It's over. They're selling the water.
Yeah.
You know that? They're selling the water.
Well, what else do people do on Columoid? Wait, how about...
They go on outings. Well,
okay. But
it's an
different
outing.
You can't go to the regular shops. You can't.
No, you can go to the shops, but you can't.
Yeah, you can't get the food.
Right,
the candy,
you gotta bring your own food.
So what does that look like? Because that's a hardcore picnic.
So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do the things that you need for a great Columoid outing.
Okay, go.
Do another button.
All right.
Oh, yeah. It's your Columoid outing.
What's in that picnic bag?
Ingredients.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. You're gonna have a big.
Let's do back and forth. Back and forth. Go.
Step one, a cooler. A big cooler. Okay. Styrofoam.
I don't know. All right, fine. We're gonna go into the actual accoutrement. Like,
yeah.
Okay, fine. Cooler.
I want to hear the button. I don't understand. Okay.
Hard boiled eggs.
Oh my
god. You bring some hard boiled eggs with
salt. We don't have enough hard boiled eggs at the Sidaran.
Hard boiled eggs. Are we arguing?
Where are you going on this Columoid?
Universal,
outing?
Disney, no, Magic Mountain, no. Any of these places.
Yeah, any place outdoors.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I understand why you went to the tree people.
Everyone that's listening is like,
oh, Eliezer brought his hard-boiled eggs again. I guess we're going back to the tree people. We just went yesterday.
We bring eggs, of course.
Oh, no. You want to go on Space Mountain.
You said
it
I was
stinks.
Insulting the crier? What? There's so everyone brings an egg.
On Columoid?
Yes, everyone.
First of all, why would you bring that? You got to peel it.
Well, who's peeling? It's already pre-peeled.
Pre-peeled hard-boiled eggs?
In a little Ziploc bag.
What, do you hold it up in the car so it doesn't
in a little sandwich Ziploc bag? Come on.
What?
Move on. Your
salt
choice.
In a Ziploc
okay,
bag?
Listeners, eggs.
What?
Yes. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. I don't know how you grew
what?
Up, but you were deprived.
I brought matzah and cheese and turkey.
Matzah.
At the same time.
Okay, matzah. Good.
Oh my gosh, I got to get over this egg thing.
Matzah. Good. I don't disagree.
Just a big container of cream cheese.
Sure. What? Oh no! You're just
basically.
Which
I
kind of cream cheese? That was whipped. It? Johnson and Johnson.
J&J,
baby.
Yeah. Okay. Listen.
Which is good, by the way.
Here is the key.
Wait, can I just
you bring
pause
the cooler?
For the food is so fresh for Pesach.
Ain't like, no Pesach dope as me. We're
what?
Just so fresh and so fresh and
watch
so
your
clean,
mouth.
Clean.
You're being too fresh. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, so you have your cooler. You're back to the cooler.
Because you didn't let me finish.
Okay, go.
You got to pack it with anything you might want to eat.
Yeah. Oh, right. This is survival mode.
Right.
You're
that's the key.
You're always taking home half of what you brought. And it's already and it's wet because of all
nobody
the...
Nobody wants all this. You're not going with sandwiches. You're not going with a hard-boiled egg.
No, of course. First,
you need,
shut with the...
You
of
need,
course you're having hard-boiled egg.
You need to bring whatever someone might want.
It includes hard-boiled
eggs.
It can
eggs. Be 4 o'clock and you're waiting in line at Splash Mountain.
I need a carrot
and someone
stick.
Says,
no, carrot
I got to have cream cheese and matzah and jelly,
yeah.
Which
ooh,
is amazing.
So good.
Well, you cooler better have it.
Salt.
Yeah.
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 A little bit of salt.
Okay. So matzah, cream cheese, plenty of plastic cutlery.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be that guy.
David
oh,
cutlery.
I forgot the knife.
David cutlery. David's a show.
Yeah.
Oh, that took
you laugh. You were so proud of the joke.
Yeah.
You're like, ha!
I want you to send that to him.
That was amazing. Yeah. Okay, that was amazing.
I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
Okay, I'm very
anyway,
happy for you.
So,
for that. Okay.
So yeah, you got to bring your cutlery.
Now, here's the thing. This is one of my favorite items that my mom packed on Columoid.
I'll just sit back and just keep it coming up.
Sliced cheese. Munster.
Okay.
Smoke.
Okay.
You know that smoked cheese?
Oh, I do like the smoked cheese.
I haven't had smoked
but
cheese
I was
in
thinking
years.
More of the red baby Gouda. you know what I'm talking about?
The cheese wheel thing.
Yeah, but it's red. And it's, I mean, you can have
what's
it.
What's it called?
Baby Gouda.
Juju. No. It's called like baby juju.
No, baby Gouda. Again, listeners.
Gouda?
My hard-boiled people and my baby Gouda.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What are you doing for your breath after this?
And you can't worry about that. Yeah, no, so baby Gouda, hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
What else?
Let's see. Well, I guess you have to have like...
Get your veggies.
Well, I'm going to be there all day. It's Disneyland, for goodness sake. Sliced turkey.
Some gefilte fish.
Cold cuts. No. What is that?
You bring gefilte fish? You're not bringing back a couple jars of gefilte fish?
Are you joking right now?
No, you're in survival mode. Yeah.
I am.
At least
like
one
now.
Jar of gefilte fish and some horseradish.
Good Lord, man. So
mayonnaise.
Let me ask you a question.
Some mayonnaise.
If you're having gefilte fish and hard-boiled eggs at Disneyland, what do you eat at your Seder?
God, I'm really
is that
hungry.
When you break out the sandwiches?
I'm so hungry right now.
Okay, guys, we're going to just have like some string cheese for the Seder. Like, what do you
string cheese?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You
gotta bring string cheese.
Can I just...
what about the kiddos?
This one time.
Yeah.
I went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
With a good buddy of mine.
Me?
I didn't know you then.
Oh.
And we just like, who needs food? We can make it.
Yeah.
On Pesach.
Not on Disneyland, though.
We literally brought, this is what we brought.
Yeah.
A Ziploc bag, a big one, with like 4 pieces of matzah.
Like a freezer storage size bag?
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay.
And 4 pieces of matzah.
4 pieces of matzah?
Yeah. That's and 2 string cheeses.
No.
And that was it.
Wait, so 1 string cheese each?
Yeah. And 2 pieces of matzah
that
each.
That doesn't make any sense.
We were starving.
Yeah,
because it's not only like, okay, you got to eat to survive.
Right.
The smells. No, that emanate crazy. From Disneyland.
It's crazy.
Like, you couldn't eat it anyway, but it makes you...
That carnival doodle thing.
Oh, my... Oh. Who?
I don't know the thing it looks like. I don't know what... I don't
cotton
know what it's called.
Candy?
No, that's delicious.
Yeah.
No, it's like that... It looks like a donut
carnival
thing.
Doodle? Oh, funnel cakes.
Yes!
They don't have those at Disneyland.
Oh, no?
I think that's an East Coast thing.
Churro.
Churros.
Churro.
Churros are a funnel cake and a stick.
Not really.
Exactly.
Is
really.
It?
It's dough and it's fried.
Mm. Okay. Cinnamon? Churro cinnamon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my friend, he's Michael Cinnamon. No. I just want to know.
No. Charo Taro. Okay.
Anyway, we were starving. That was my story.
Well, I completely get that. No, you have to come prepared. You got to bring your drinks also. Like, the only thing you can get is a bottle of water.
You got to bring your Dr. Brown's. That is the number one Pesach soda.
Can we just take a moment of silence? Diet Dr. Yeah. Brown's
Diet
yeah. Celery.
Oh, my goodness. Good
one
Lord.
Of the best drinks ever
Let
made.
Me get this straight.
They don't make it anymore. It's
here's,
just here, regular celery,
here's
not
what,
diet celery.
Here's what you smell like.
Okay, hold on. My mother, top fan, she loves diet celery.
Okay,
so you can
you
insult my mother?
You know
can
who
insult
doesn't
my mother?
Like celery? Everyone else.
Oh, yeah? I could do that, too. Wait. Oh, no. Wait.
Everyone else.
Yeah.
Cream soda.
Oh, cream soda's good too.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, so you got to bring. So you got a lot going on. So you got to pack. You pack like you're
let
going.
Me get, no, we got
day.
A lot going on. You are like.
What?
You're sitting down at Disneyland.
Yeah.
We're all eating cream cheese and jelly.
And I'm popping those eggs.
You're having eggs. And what else did you
fish?
Say? And celery?
Oh, diet celery. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. But I mean, listen, I'm with you. Like, you know, if it's just like bring the bare minimum, it's a tub of cream cheese and jelly and matzah.
You know what I like to do?
So wait, hold on. Are you bringing the box of matzah, like the Manischewitz matzah, or are you bringing the shmor?
I actually, for Chol HaMoed, I bring a box of machine
shmor. Yeah. I love the handmade shmor. Like,
oh, I love it.
And
it
lasts way after Pesach.
Oh,
you
I love
pop
it.
That sucker in the oven, it's like boop, but it's brand new.
Shmura! In the morning, shmura in the evening, shmura at supper time. When you got shmura on a bagel, you can have a shmura anytime.
Yeah!
Remember that commercial?
I know, but I love
pizza
shmura.
Bagels.
What was that? What were the shmura mint girls?
What? Double mint?
Yeah.
Which one are you thinking
what
of?
It also was the red hot. What was the red with the red pepper candy?
No.
What was that?
Big red freshness gets right to it.
Yeah.
Fresh breath just goes
they don't
on
do
and on.
Good commercials anymore? Like
no, because there are no commercials
there
anymore.
Are, they stink.
They're all like 15-second.
Yeah, Hulu. Like I mean, I hate,
Activia.
And you got to like stop for 10 minutes to watch a very poor slideshow. Is what commercials.
My kids
are.
Get really upset when a commercial comes on. They're like, what?
They don't
is
know.
This?
They don't know.
What is this?
Do you remember that movie with Sylvester Stallone where there was no music but they played jingles on the radio? Does that at all? Demolition Man.
Oh,
Do you remember that?
I remember the film, but I don't remember that part.
That was the thing. They hit like they listened to jingles.
What about that
it
movie
was
with John Ritter where he got sucked into the TV?
What?
Stay Tuned, it was called. Stay Tuned.
I vaguely remember.
Yeah,
oh,
weird.
He was in the backyard, right?
Yeah. Got sucked into the
dish. And that little girl that got sucked in the TV? Poltergeist? Oof.
They're here.
So listen, I don't even know if we actually touched on the subject.
No, I hope you guys are still listening.
Chol HaMoed is an amazing time if you have the opportunity to take a break,
to enjoy time with your family and still uphold the beauty of whatever Chag, in this case, Pesach.
You know what you're doing? You're making memories.
I guess I want to add on this, though. Whatever you do, though, please don't make a Chil Hashem.
No.
Don't go out there with your, like, eggs. Yeah, like, when you go to Magic Mountain and the first person says, I'm sorry, you can't bring this in,
talk to them
nicely.
Don't, like, throw your egg in their face.
They'll let you come in. Just talk to them nice. Don't be like, we're Jewish. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do it.
Because most of them will understand if you explain it gently.
But it's really, I'll tell you this. Do something on Chol HaMoed. Go to the park.
Even if
enjoy
you're working.
Yourself.
Like, maybe take an hour off. Come home early.
Lunch break.
Matzah break. You know, just cut those eggs into little pieces and smear it over your matzah.
Give me a break.
Break me off a piece
of that shmura matzah.
Yeah! Oh! All right, man. Have a great Chol HaMoed.
Wow.
Chag Sameach.
We don't have a script here, people. That was some kind of Pesach magic.
This was great stuff. All right. Dov Emerson.